This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. So Bitcoin isn't the investment lottery, neither are oil or Apple, and yet here we are at holiday shopping time. And despite all those reports about consumers feeling flush and holiday spending likely to be huge, it's a good bet that a lot of that spending is going to happen on credit cards. And not to keep the bummer train rolling, but household debt is already at an all-time high. Marketplace's Sabree Benishore has more on what we're already paying for at home.
This holiday season, we will do what we always do and spend a lot of money that we may or may not have. James Boniker, economist with IHS, says it'll be a good year, but not a great year.
Not like last year in 2017, where consumers were anticipating tax cuts and spent pretty freely.
So last year, holiday sales were up 5.3%. This year, IHS thinks they'll be up 4.4%. Some of these sales will be put on credit cards. And it turns out that consumer debt right now is higher than it has ever been before. It grew by $500 billion over the last year. But right now, that's not a bad thing.
The more people that have jobs, that have rising incomes, the more access to credit they have.
The New York Fed keeps track of household debt, and it turns out credit card debt is not the biggest source of consumer debt in the economy, not even remotely close, about 6% of all household debt. Nor is it particularly responsible for the extra growth we've seen in consumer debt.
The big boost to all of this growth this past year has been from both student loans and auto loans.
Joelle Scally is a data strategist with the New York Fed. Now, the way you know how much debt is too much debt is when people can't pay it off. 4.7% of household debt is delinquent, up from 4.5% last quarter. A lot of that is from rising student loan delinquencies.
We did see a shift upwards in the credit card delinquency rates in the last few years, and it is something that we're a little bit concerned about.
But credit card, auto loan, and mortgage delinquencies are still nowhere near what they were during the recession. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishore for Marketplace.